Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at one of the candidates for the United States Senate on the Republican side. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Reno attorney Chuck Kozak. In his younger day, he used to be known as Chuck the Truck.
Plus, we'll have a conversation with Ty Cobb on the unemployment numbers. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
How long does it take to get to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park? Well, it's just 10 minutes east of Reno Sparks on Highway 80, just minutes from the airport. And under construction is an interchange linking I-80 to TRI's four-lane USA Parkway. And soon, this parkway will connect Interstate 80 to Highway 50. How far is the world's largest industrial center from your home? It's a lot closer than you think. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com. You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program attorney and former United States Marine Chuck Kozak, who is running for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. Welcome to the program, sir.
Nice to be here.
Go ahead, Ray.
Chuck, first off, you're running against Harry Reid, the Senate Minority Leader.
Majority Leader.
If you happen, or if any Republican happened to win, beat him, wouldn't this be bad for Nevada? Because now you have the Senate Majority Leader as opposed to a freshman senator who might end up on the back bench. So wouldn't it be bad for Nevada if Harry Reid lost?
Not at all. You know, it doesn't do you any good to be represented by, you know, the big kahuna if he's paddling the canoe in the wrong direction. And that's what we have here. Harry Reid is taking the country and the state in the wrong direction. So the fact that he is an important senator in the broad context of things really doesn't help us.
What do you consider to be the right direction?
I'm a Reagan conservative. I think there's four things we need to do to get going in the right direction. This is what Ronald Reagan did, and I think this is what we have to do. First, we got to get control of federal spending. We got to get it down to, say, 21% of the gross domestic product. That's where historically it is. Now it's headed north to 40%, way too high. Secondly, the tax situation is out of control. We've got to reduce marginal tax rates. I'm for a flat tax. That would be a 15% across the board tax. That would include corporate tax, capital gains tax, taxes on dividends, If you wanted to file under the old system, be my guest, and we'd work out things for people who make $40,000 a year or less, so they would pay virtually no tax. Secondly, we've got to get regulation under control. Too much regulation, particularly in the healthcare arena. We can see it where you can't buy healthcare across state lines. A lot of this regulation, we think it's for safety purposes and for the benefit of the consumers, but really what it is anti-competitive. A lot of companies like this regulation because it limits the competition. And lastly, our monetary policy. This is where the Republicans really dropped the ball under Bush. Too much easy money, low interest rates, too much currency floating around, resulting in the disaster we saw in 2008. So those are the four things that I stand for. And I think if we got those implemented, we'd be on the way to economic recovery. Right now, I don't have to go over all the plans that Harry Reid has in his grand wizardry, his central planning basic economic plan, but it's just exactly the opposite. And that's why this economy isn't recovering.
Why should the public trust Republicans when they say they're going to be fiscal conservatives when, as you said yourself, during the Bush administration, they acted exactly the way they always accused the Democrats of acting?
Well, here's where I come in. I'm an outsider. I'm not part of the establishment, the Republican establishment. I'm not a serial office seeker. I'm not a Wall Street insider. I'm not part of the Republican establishment. I've got an independent viewpoint, and it's my viewpoint, and it's a Reagan conservative viewpoint. And I'll be honest with you, it differs quite a bit from most of the Republicans who now sit in Washington, D.C. as part of the establishment elite, is what I call them. And I think the voters in Nevada are ready to hear my message, which is I'm not part of that. I want the fundamental change I just laid out for you. And I have a few other plans, too, that we probably don't have time to go into now, but I intend to run a substantive campaign where we talk about these issues, and my team has the answers to put this economy and this country back on the right track.
Well, Chuck, you mentioned a good point. You're an outsider, but you've only been in Reno and Nevada, according to your website, since 2005. Now, I know you're not Jack Carter moving in and running against Ensign, but really, 2005, 4 years, do you think that you could be rightfully called a carpetbagger in this campaign?
Well, that's an interesting thing about Nevada. You know, of the 2.7 million people that live here, 1.7 of them have moved into Nevada in the last 10 years. So I'm right in the middle of that group. And I think that people who have moved in here in the last 10 years are going to be willing to listen to me and my ideas about what's good for the future of Nevada.
One of the things that you put out in your press release was you said, I've received more than 1,000 donations, small donations from ordinary people, including at least one from every single state in our country. Let me ask you this. How much do you think you're going to need to raise, and how will you do that to compete just to start with the Republican contenders for this race?
Well, as I say, we're very pleased with our grassroots fundraising.
How much have you raised so far?
We've raised about $85,000, and it's come, as I say, from small conservative donors around the country. Apparently, my resume resonates with them. I intend to contribute money to my own campaign, so I think...
In what order?
I'll probably be doing that before the first of the year, right around the first year.
I meant in terms of how much do you plan to put into your campaign, because John Chachas is talking about putting in $1 million.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, we'll see. I think I'll put in enough that we can get our message across. As the money is needed, it'll be there.
Million.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. We're very pleased with our fundraising, not only with our small donors, but now our larger donors are starting to come around nationwide. So our message is beginning to get out.
We're seeing other candidates in this race who are millionaires or have the potential to put in their own money in those kind of numbers. Are you competitive with that? Could you put in $1 million of your own money?
I would hesitate to say how much at this point is possible.
We'll
just have to wait and see what's needed to get our message across.
And I hate to harp on the money, but the money is going to be a big point when Senator Reid is on the air now, 13 months before the general election, with one-minute commercials, double the normal length of commercials. That's a lot of firepower right there.
Well, you know, my advisors tell me that you can only spend so much money in the media markets we have here in Nevada. And after that, it kind of becomes counterproductive. They compared it to eating, seven ice cream cones. That first one tastes great. And the second one's okay, but, the third one isn't so good. And by the time you get down to seven and eight, you're ready to, I won't use the word.
I trust that's not personal experience. Let's take a break. More with Chuck Kozak when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're introducing ourselves to Chuck Kozak. He's the candidate for U.S. Senate on the Republican side.
Chuck, in your youth, when you were an undergraduate at University of Idaho, you were on the basketball team, and they called you Chuck the Truck. Now, are you going to use that at all in your campaign?
Probably not. I don't really fancy myself as Chuck the Truck anymore.
you grew out of that.
I did.
And it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, looking at this field at the GOP, I mean, you got six, seven, eight people in this race. I can't count them all. But do you think, when is this campaign going to go negative with all those people to separate yourself from the pack?
Well, I don't foresee myself going negative. I think what we're planning to do is have a substantive campaign where we talk about what's going to be necessary to get this whole country turned around. And believe me, until this national economy gets turned around, Nevada isn't going to do very well. If we don't have a vibrant, expanding economy, the gaming in Nevada isn't going to go anywhere. It's in pretty bad shape right now, and until we get this economy humming again, tourism is really going to take it on the chin.
Do you believe that, like some economists say, that Nevada, because of its tourism-based economy, will be one of the last states to rebound from the recession?
I don't know if you can really predict that. I think as soon as people start doing better and we start getting jobs and we start getting an expanding GDP, I think we're going to see people want to take vacations and want to go into the gaming casinos and blow off a little steam, the relief, knowing that we're definitely on the right track.
Okay.
You said in your press release, if I'm elected as your next senator, I will lead the charge to repeal the health care plan bill before it takes effect, to kill it before it kills you or someone you love. We don't even have the final bill yet, and yet you're saying you're going to kill it. Is there no reform that you want to see to the healthcare industry?
Oh, definitely, and that's one of the things I was alluding to earlier. I want to see the healthcare industry reformed, and I have some...
In what way?
Well, first of all, of course, we need to reduce regulations so people can buy health insurance across right. state lines. I mean, we've all heard that from just about every candidate, but I go further. What we need to do is block grant this Medicaid back to the states. That worked very, very well under Ronald Reagan and under President Clinton. And what they do is they block grant back to the states an amount equal to what the state wants to spend on Medicaid. And we give those people vouchers. See, Medicaid people right now have terrible health care because when they go into these hospitals, the reimbursement from the federal government is so low that 50% of the hospitals and doctors in the country right now won't take a Medicaid patient. So they're on a waiting list. But what we need to do is block grant this back to the states and let them give these people vouchers. Those people could then go buy insurance with those vouchers in the private insurance world. Then they wouldn't be at the back of the line. They're functioning possessors of good health care insurance.
But you realize that when the public is asked about Medicare and Medicaid, the number one thing they say is don't mess with it. They like it just the way it is. They don't even realize it's a government-run health program.
People like Medicare, especially Medicare Advantage right now. There's 10 million people that have elected to take that option, and they don't want that messed with. And the same with Medicare. But with Medicaid, I think you'd find that most people are not satisfied with it because they don't get the care they need when they need it. So that voucher program is a good one. Another good one is the high-risk pools. If you have a pre-existing condition and an insurance company doesn't want to insure you, then you can go into a high-risk pool, and the government would subsidize those high-risk pools. So those people would be covered under the high-risk pool plan, and that's very workable because very, very few people are truly, truly uninsurable, and the government would subsidize that. But you see, under Ronald Reagan, when we had the aid to dependent children, you remember, of course, the welfare crisis and so forth,
right.
We required people to work. And what we did was, if the states saved money, in other words, if they didn't spend all of their federal allotment, they could keep that money. And once they started having local control and knew that they could keep the money that they saved by exercising that local control under the right to work, the welfare rolls went down 60% in this country in 5 years. People don't realize that. That's what solved the welfare crisis. And we can do the same thing with all of these federal entitlement programs, of which there are probably 184. But just block granting them back to the states and let the state handle it on a local level.
Chuck, unlike other candidates when you're talking about health care, you've done a lot of work for hemophiliacs. And if you could maybe talk about that, because that's one thing I think that may separate you from the
field.
We've
got about 20 seconds here.
Well, that has been a lifelong battle of mine against four big multinational pharmaceutical companies. And that's kind of what I'm facing right now. People told me I can never beat them. I was a sole practitioner in Hawaii, and people told me that you're crazy to take these companies on. But eventually, I did prevail, and I proved that I could. And that's what I'm doing here in Nevada. I'm going to prove that I can prevail against the most powerful, or one of the most powerful men in the Senate, and all of my rivals in the Republican Party.
And that's where we got to leave it. We thank you so much for being here. I'm sure we will see you before June. We'll be right
sure
back on Nevada Newsmakers after
thank
this
you.
Timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
In Nevada, 6 out of 10 people who apply for Social Security disability benefits are denied. If you cannot work because of a permanent disability or illness and have been denied, call us. Because we're here in Nevada, we'll meet with you personally and find a doctor for your claim. At Shook and Stone, we'll guide you through the Social Security process and get you the money you deserve. Shook and Stone, make the law work for you. Call us.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan. The unemployment numbers are out, and they are just terrifying. 14% is the actual number, but the likelihood it is north of 20% when you count the people who've stopped looking for work. Your thoughts?
Very, very depressing. Statewide, it's about 13.3, and in the Las Vegas area, close to 14%. But as you say, the real unemployment that would count people who are not actively seeking jobs at this time has got to be over 20%. Very devastating. Particularly in the construction area and tourism.
Ty, when do you think this is going to come back, or do you think that our unemployment rate, as some have predicted, could rise to as much as 18 to 20%?
I think it could very well rise to 18 to 20% and much higher. Realistically, I think Nevada is going to be at the tail end of the recovery because we depend to a great extent on tourism and construction, neither one of which has any solid, favorable outlook over the next year or two.
Well, what about the stimulus money that's coming in for roads and transportation, things like that? Those are going to be construction projects.
Absolutely. One wonders why our elected representatives couldn't have gotten better together and done better. We are like 47th out of all of the 50 states in terms of the stimulus money per capita coming back to the state, and we supposedly have such powerful representatives. It's very discouraging to see us be at the tail end of that reception.
Well, isn't one of the problems, though, and we're seeing it with education, that we're not able to provide the matching funds? The Clark County School District is trying to hook up with another school district so they will be able to get special exemptions from the Department of Education to be able to get more of that stimulus funds.
Sure. There's a lot of reasons, and the teachers union was able to not have test scores considered when you're evaluating teachers, and that's a prerequisite for some of the education money. But overall, Sam, what I really do feel is that I'm disappointed that all of our representatives, Republican or Democrat, couldn't have come together on the stimulus package and say, how can we make this work best for Nevada? It didn't happen.
Ty, let's going back to the unemployment rate.
Yes.
As you know, in December, the City Center project in Las Vegas, which is mega huge, is going to open up.
$9.5 billion.
It's going to put a lot of room inventory on the market when the room inventory always seems too much right now in Las Vegas. But the job-wise, will this have a big impact on the unemployment rate or just a small dip?
It's going to be rather neutral because you're going to lose a lot of the construction jobs you have right now as the project nears completion, or the project as modified and downsized somewhat with their partners Dubai World. At the same time, they'll be doing a lot of hiring for the City Center. That part of it that'll be open, so that'll be a shot in the arm. The real question is the Las Vegas market capable of absorbing this great influx of new rooms that are coming on, not just from City Center but other projects?
Well, you know, it's interesting because in the past we've seen when you have major projects like this opening, and in the old days it would be just one property like the Mirage or City Center or Wynn, but now you're seeing these multiple complexes. In the past, what it's done, it's not only filled up the opening property, but it's transposed itself to all the other properties. And I guess the question is, how long can we see that boost last? Because it could well, especially with the higher-end properties, do very well.
Well, what happened in Las Vegas is in the boom years around 2004, 2005, there was a great shift to high-end retail, restaurant, and rooms. And the gaming actually took a back seat to what I call the three R's. And as one ostentatious hotel after another would open, it kind of fed that euphoria that built up, and the tourism industry also was galvanized by it. But when the downturn and the recession hit, now you open up a fancy new hotel that perhaps is attuned to a market that doesn't exist anymore.
Do you think that City Center's rooms, all those rooms, will actually cannibalize the rest of the room market in Las Vegas? Because you're going to have such a volume of rooms, and they're almost giving them away now.
Yes, it will cannibalize to a certain extent. It will bring in some new business, particularly, I think, with the dollar declining, we're going to be seeing more and more overseas visitors be attracted to a Las Vegas that's much more affordable. The average room rate, you know, the $430 rooms are down to $120 right now. The $300 or $400 bottles of wine aren't really being running off the shelves.
But, you know, that's what I like about the entrepreneurial system that we have in this country, which is that you're already seeing the major properties adjusting their rates for various things to price them more economically. Scott Butera, head of Tropicana Entertainment, was on the program last week and talking about how the mid-level market is the one that's been ignored, and that's one that his company, for example, is going after. So don't you see that there's going to be a readjustment, and that's a building platform for us to
launch? I think it's in mid-levels. What, when Ray and I grew up, you know, Las Vegas was the $2.99 buffet, then it became the $29.99 buffet. I think they're going back to $15. It's the mid-level market, and I think that's what they're searching for. What's really the question in Las Vegas is, will the convention business come back? And that's been the critical factor that's really crippled the economy in Las Vegas.
And that's a long-term thing, because when you're booking conventions, you're not looking at next year. You're looking at 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road before you book those really big ones.
That's right, and not just because of government edicts, but companies are, you know, the perception is if you go to Las Vegas, even though it is a relatively cost-effective place to go, that you're being ostentatious and you're spending the taxpayers' money or the stockholders.
And that's the responsibility of R&R Advertising, to be able to come up with marketing that says value, value, value. That's where we're going to leave it. Thanks, Ty.
Thanks,
we'll be right
Sam.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Carol Velarde, who is supposed to be on this program today, will actually be on the program that airs beginning on the 21st.
Thanks, and tomorrow's guest is Rory Reed. He's the chair of the Clark County Commission, and he's running for governor as a Democrat.
We'll see you.